Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished out our series we've been calling Kingdom Values. And we came back to Matthew 6. If you remember, that's where we started the series looking at Jesus's teaching on don't lay up treasure on earth for yourselves where moth and rust destroy, but lay up treasure for yourself in heaven, right? Where moth and rust don't destroy, where thieves don't break in and steal. Jesus giving us this better investment strategy, right? A heavenward perspective and investing in things that ultimately and eternally matter. Here in the next section of Matthew 6, Jesus, you know, that first section is really challenging. And Jesus says at the end of it, right, you can't serve two masters. It's either going to be God or money, and you have to choose. The next section is more maybe pastoral in tone, if I can say it that way. Jesus talking to his disciples, to us, about anxiety and about not worrying because we have a heavenly Father who cares about us and provides for us. And I love the two illustrations that Jesus gives. He gives us these two illustrations to help just prove his point and to remind us. And I love it. It's birds and grass, right? Birds and then grass slash flowers, where Jesus tells his disciples, he's like, look, you who are living in the kingdom, who have had your sins washed away, who are coming in and the reign of God and the rule of God has entered into your hearts and now you're kingdom citizens. He says, don't worry, don't be anxious about your life, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. And he's talking about the material things of life, the things that we need, right? And for us, maybe we, many of us or the majority of us aren't worried necessarily about, like, am I going to be able to afford the next meal, or can I buy a shirt, right? That may not be things that cause worry for us, our anxieties, but there are still many material things that cause us anxiety. Man, Lord, I need a job. Lord, we need to move. We need a home. We need an apartment. We need affordable housing. Lord, we need to figure out how to pay for college, right? Or whatever it may be. And the Lord is like, man, I know there are things that you need in this life, materially speaking. Don't be anxious. And Jesus goes on to say, look at the birds. And he's like, they don't toil or spin. They don't gather into barns, right? But reap or sow. But he's like, your heavenly Father, he provides for them. And I told our folks, the current estimate, 2021 estimate, is that last year they did a study where they said it seems like there are 50 to 430 billion birds. And I joked with our folks, it's a comical estimate to me because it's a little bit like saying somewhere between one and one gazillion, right? Like, that's just such a huge range. But the point, nonetheless, that's an enormous amount of birds. We just crossed 8 billion people last week, right, on the planet. There are 50 to 430 billion birds, and God is providing for them daily. And Jesus is like, you are way more valuable to God than birds. If he can take care of 100 billion birds, he can take care of 8 billion people, he can take care of you. He goes on to say, consider the fields, the flowers of the fields, the grass. And that word consider means literally like learn from this. Look carefully at it. Right? And he says, the fields, right, the grass, it's here today and it's gone tomorrow. And yet, God clothes the grass with such beautiful clothing, in a sense, right? The flowers. He says, Solomon, in all of his splendor, wasn't clothed like these. And he's like, if God clothes the fields that way, isn't he going to, you who he values so much more, isn't he going to clothe you even more? Isn't he going to take care of you? And I love these two examples because, you know, sometimes when Jesus teaches in parables and he uses illustrations, we have to do a little bit of work to say, hey, 21st century, you know, versus first century Palestine, right? You got 21st century America, first century Israel. Like, what does this mean? And this is not one of those. We still have birds and we still have grass and flowers. And every time that we go outside and we see a flock of birds, or we go outside and we see wildflowers in a field, it's like these are tangible, visible reminders to us where we're to look at them and we're to consider carefully and learn. That's right. God is daily providing for birds, and he cares way more about you and me than he does the birds. You're more valuable than they are. And then you look at the flowers and you say, man, God, the God of the universe, who is simultaneously providing for hundreds of billions of birds and 100 billion galaxies, he's governing 100 billion galaxies, also takes the time just to clothe the grass with flowers. If he's doing that, he'll take the time to take care of you and me. And we need not worry about the material things. So whatever it is that causes you anxiety when it comes to material provision, anxiousness and worry, that, you know, we all wrestle with it. We're not perfect, but the Lord is calling us to greater levels of trust, to say, Lord, I said on Sunday, right, the antidote to worrying is trusting, and to look at the birds, to look at the flowers in the fields and say, Lord, that's right. You take care of them. You're going to take care of me. We have a Heavenly Father who loves us, who values us, and who will provide for our need as, Jesus says, we seek first the kingdom. Don't worry, but do seek first the kingdom. Put him first. Prioritize the Lord and the things of the Lord, and trust his promise that all these things will be added to you. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray today, just for yourself. Father, forgive us when we give in to anxiety and worry, particularly when it comes to material things, Father. Help us, as we've been talking about through this series, to practice generosity, to fight greed, to give resources away, and Lord, to recognize that when we do that, that's an active step of trust, to say, Lord, we're going to give this away because we're trusting that you're going to give us all the things that we need. Father, help us to look at the birds and the flowers and the grass and just to be reminded of your promises that you're going to take care of all that we need. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now and pray for yourself.